This is GQDN for Thursday, September 28th, 2023. Brought to you by Audible. Go get your free credit. audibletrial.com/groupquest. By patreon.com/thegroupquest. And by stackup.org. In today's news, we talk about, the Amazon Prime sales. Oh, it's the big sales. We got some Xbox news. And we got some Counter-Strike news as well. Going to Steam, we'll see what happens there. But I did say Xbox, right? Well, according to Eurogamer, the FTC is not done with the Microsoft acquisition of Activision Blizzard. Now, the new order was released yesterday. It did state that the FTC, quote, has determined that the public interest warrants that this matter be resolved fully and expeditiously. Therefore, the commission is returning this matter to an injunction. Now, there will be an admin hearing that will be held 21 days after the Ninth Circuit Court appeals did issue its opinion on the previous appeal, and the FTC did talk to Axios, quote, the FTC continues to believe this deal is a threat to competition, and we are placing this matter on the commission's Part 3 calendar ahead of our ongoing federal court appeal. But our current focus is on the federal appeal process. Now, what Lulu Chang Miserbe, which is the CCO of Activision Blizzard, did say on X is, quote, in response to questions about this, we're focused on working with Microsoft toward closing. How the FTC uses limited taxpayer resources is their decision. Now, Lena Khan, the head of the FTC, was accused of, quote, wasting taxpayer funds, end quote, even though the case, she said, was in the public's interest. Now, there has been a huge leak of Microsoft internal documents that did happen earlier this month, and that was shared a part of the FTC's case against the company. And the FTC did say that they were not responsible for the leak. The FTC was not responsible for the leak. That's what they said. Now, we go to two articles, and both are saying that Epic has done some major layoffs. But the numbers just don't quite add up. Blue News and PC Gamer is a part of this story. Now, this comes from Bloomberg, essentially. And they are saying that, quote, Epic Games, the maker of Fortnite and Unreal Engine, is laying off a whopping 16% of employees, around 900 people. Sources tell Bloomberg News more to come. But here's the thing, more has already come, because Bandcamp was released from Epic Games. In fact, Tim Sweeney did say, quote, we're cutting costs without breaking development, our core lines of business, so we continue to focus on our ambitious plans. About two-thirds of the layoffs were in teams outside of core development. Some of our products and initiatives will land on schedule, and some may not ship when planned because they are under-resourced for the time being. We're okay with the schedule trade-off if it means holding on to our ability to achieve our goals, get to the other side of profitability, and become a leading metaverse company. In fact, he also said, quote, for a while now, we've been spending way more money than we earn, investing in the next evolution of Epic and growing Fortnite as a metaverse-inspired ecosystem for creators. I had long been optimistic that we could power through this transition without layoffs, but in retrospect, I see that this was unrealistic. Now, what Epic said was, quote, we've been taking steps to reduce our legal expenses, but we are continuing the fight against Apple and Google distribution monopolies and taxes, so the metaverse can thrive and bring opportunity to Epic and all other developers. Talking about the lawsuit between them and Apple and Google, which is part of the reason why they're spending so much money. Now, the price of V-Bucks have gone up as well, from $7.99 to $8.99, and that's for 1,000 V-Bucks. Well, at the high end, 13,500 V-Bucks goes from $79.99 to $89.99. So watch your pocketbooks. Now, both PlayStationLifestyle.com and Engadget did say that Sega is canceling the multiplayer shooter called Hyenas. And this is the very last minute. And what Sega is saying is that it's not making as much money in the European region. So they will, quote, implement reduction of various fixed expenses, end quote. But Creative Assembly does not like that. They are the makers of Hyenas. So Sega did write at its last investor meeting, quote, as a result of implementation of the structural reform described above in the consumer area, we expect to record losses of approximately 14.3 billion yen for the fiscal year ending March 31st, 2024. For the quote to Engadget, Creative Assembly, part of Sega Europe, has announced the beginning of a redundancy cancellation process along ending development of Hyenas. The decision affects areas of its UK operations, which may result in job losses. In fact, David Burroughs at Game Over Dave on X did say, quote, if anyone is aware of any product brand marketing manager roles in the video game industry, please do reach out. I have 10 years in the industry across GTM and the studio marketing. I have worked across Assassin's Creed, Just Dance, and Far Cry franchises, and Hyenas. Now, moving on from that, we go to Jim Ryan, and he did retire last night, and he is being replaced by Hiroki Totoki, and he will be the interim CEO for Sony Interactive Entertainment for the next few months. Now, Jim Ryan did lead the charge for PlayStation throughout the past 30 years, and that would include the PlayStation 5 launch 3 years ago. So, Kenichiro Yoshida did write in the Business Wire post, quote, Jim Ryan has been an inspirational leader throughout the entire period with us, but never more so than in overseeing the launch of PlayStation 5 in the midst of the global COVID pandemic. That extraordinary achievement made the entire SIE team has been steadily built on, and PlayStation 5 is on track to become SIE's most successful console yet. I'm immensely grateful to Jim for all of his achievements. For the quote, respecting Jim's decision to finish his long career at Sony leaves me with an important decision regarding his succession, given the significance of game and network service businesses. We have discussed intensively and have determined the new management structure. We aim to achieve Sony's group further evolution and growth through bringing even greater success to game network service business. So good luck to him. But according to VG247.com, Counter-Strike 2 has been released on Steam. But what's going on here? Well, Counter-Strike 2 did get on Steam yesterday, and it did replace the Counter-Strike Global Offensive on Steam, even on the store page. Now, Counter-Strike 2 is free to play, but it's also touting that it is Steam's top-selling game, and that list only takes into account revenue. So, there is a $15 Prime status upgrade, as well as some in-game cosmetics, and that will be enough to be more than the premium, or even pay games like Cyberpunk 2077, EA Sports FC 24, and some other top releases. But can Counter-Strike 2 beat CSGO's popularity? Well, some people, I've seen some reports of that might not be so. We'll look into that later. We don't have time for it now, because I gotta tell you that if you don't have tickets for BlizzCon yet, there will be more tickets to go on sale September 29th. So tomorrow, the general admission tickets will be on sale, and they will be at $299 for general admission, which means you get the access to all the halls, BlizzCon store on Thursday, and in-game goodies, and the official BlizzCon backpack. But the portal pass is $800, and that includes the exclusive Portal Pass lounge and all the general admission items, a separate registration line, a separate security line, and some conversations entry on Friday and Saturday in the lounge only. Now, the Portal Pass lounge is private viewing lounge with some private concessions, gameplay experiences, some concierge support, and some Blizzard employee meet and greets, along with more stuff. So if you're going to BlizzCon, yeah, you can do that. By the way, BlizzCon.com will have more information, of course. Now, and thank you, Wowhead, for that one. Eurogamer says that Steam keys geo-blocking. Well, we got an update for that one, don't we? Now, Valve did try to fight this little thing. It's about the EU competition law, but they lost. So here's what the court said. Quote, in agreeing validity to that geo-blocking, the operator of Steam platform, Valve, and five PC video game publishers unlawfully restricted cross-border sales of certain PC video games that are compatible with that platform. In fact, the geo-blocking was, for the quote, used to eliminate parallel imports of those video games and protect the high royalty amounts collected by the publishers or margins earned by Valve. The general court finds that the commission established the requisite legal standard, the existence of agreement or concerted practice between Valve and each of the five publishers having as its object the restriction of parallel imports through the geo-blocking of keys enabling Activision and, in certain cases, use of the video games at issue on the Steam platform. Now, Eurogamer did ask for comment, but they have got nothing yet. All right, enough of the bad stuff. Here's three good ones to end your Thursday. Xbox Series X, according to Engadget.com, is back down to $450. So, that is at Dell. That's the Xbox Series X, down to $450. So go check that out. But not just that. Xbox does have some free play days. And the games are Riders Republic, that's an Ubisoft game, Shredders from Foam Punch, and Ed-Zero Zombie Uprising, that's a D3 publisher game. And they will be free Thursday, September 28th, so today, all the way through Sunday, October 1st. Get to it. Oh, Prime Day is coming. I'm sorry, it's called Prime Big Deal Days. And Rock Paper Shotgun did give us a bit of a list. Now, in the Prime Early Days access, you can get some Steam Deck accessories and some micro SD cards. Now, keep in mind, there will be some fake discounts. So keep an eye out for that. However, some other sites can help you, like Eurogamer, and they can take you to the Prime Day deals. So there will be some equipment for you to buy, at least some memory. But keep in mind, Prime Day happens October 10th and 11th. So it's not next week, it is the week after next. And it's Tuesday and Wednesday, people. I wonder if I'll do a show then. You better stay tuned to us up on X at Group Quest. And we are at Dawnforge. This has been a Dawnforge production 2023. All rights are reserved. Go play some games, people.